welcome to the Game of Thrones Winners and Such episode. This is Wednesday, May 20th today.
Yes.
I am joined on the air by John Sanzari and Nerd Ariel. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Ariel, you're coming in a little low, actually. You were fine before, but now for some reason you're coming in a little low. You still there? Guys?
Hello.
Okay, good. Technical
Is
difficulty.
Is this okay?
Yes. As I mentioned before we even got on air, I don't know what I'm doing. So let's all just take that moment.
Like, oh no, it's already problems.
Yeah, because I'm lowering the volume and then I realize that I'm lowering everybody's volume. So that works out fine. Okay, good. Just everybody's
what?
Muted. I'm like, hey guys, are you still there? So that was a fun episode. In
Super
which
fun.
We learned
ended so happily.
Yes, definitely.
Everyone's in a good place.
We're all in a good place. The world has rejoiced and everybody's completely satisfied with the episode.
Everyone's great.
Not a one bad word about it on the interwebs. Not
no,
one.
No,
to be
absolutely
fair.
Not. Nobody didn't want to protest or say anything or want to sue George R.R.R. Martin.
Which,
Unbound,
by the way,
unbent, and unbroken.
It's not even, we'll get to it, but it's not even really on him.
No,
like,
it's all
George
over
R.
Aria.
It's,
it's all over Aria. Spoilers.
No, but like it's not on George R. R. Martin at all.
Absolutely
it's on the
not,
show.
But it's like, but because it's his show, because of how stupid they are, that's
right,
the
by
go-to.
Default. They're like, oh, you did this. And it's like, not really, actually. I didn't
it's
write
It's all
that.
Your fault because you wear your suspenders too tight and you didn't really think straight, did you?
And he's like, I didn't write it like that, but all right.
You think every time he puts on his suspenders too tight and goes, oh, time to do some raping.
I would imagine at least once or every one when he tries to be smug, he does that whole thing with his thumbs like, yeah, well, time to give it the old college trust.
Oh, yeah, reclines his recliner chair and starts twiddling his thumbs, just kind of stroking his beard ever so creepily.
Like, how can I murder someone horribly that everyone loves?
Just leans back and goes, who could I rape this episode? And then it kind of drifts away.
He doesn't rape the show. Oh, my God.
He just drifts away for a few minutes and the dirty thoughts. And then I go, yeah, time to start typing on my typewriter.
Guys, what there's not
I'm
even this much rape in the books.
What I'm really annoyed about, I mean, because we're all talking about, like, the ending scene
angry.
With...
Should we just jump to the ending or should we just build up to it? Because...
Let's build. Well, it's not no secret what happened at the end, but let's build up to it a little bit.
Like winter, like where it takes 5 seasons to get there. We'll get to it.
Well, winter has been coming for the last 5 years and probably will
be coming.
It's
finally like around.
It's about
around,
you think?
Around the nice little orifice.
Basically, like it's kind of like there. Like they're all like, we should leave before the snows come.
Yeah, we'll just leave just a tip. Just a tip.
Just a little. Just ease it in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so should we start with the beginning of the episode, I guess?
Yes, let's talk about Jorah the Explorer. Which is like, I can't help but love that name.
You want to talk about Jorah the Explorer, Arya playing the whipping game with the Man of Many Faces.
Yeah, which is pretty
cool. You're right. The episode does begin with Arya.
Yeah, it begins with her cleaning the bodies.
Yeah, so until this episode, apparently she still has no idea what exactly she was doing and why she was there, which has become clear.
Yeah,
and
but
she's
I thought always, like she
and,
knew.
And she's always playing the game because, you know,
they
if you think
always.
About the game, you lose the game.
The game is always happening. You're always in the game.
Well, apparently she had no idea what the game was. And they've done it's like, oh my God, everybody in that castle is like, oh, come on, just are you going to get the point already? You see what we're doing?
Yeah.
When you're asked, who are you? Just lie.
You're supposed to lie, but you're supposed to be convincing. It's like acting school. They whip you if you're not convincing.
Now, would that be method acting school? Because I don't remember getting
whipped. Yes, run by Gary Oldman. It's just like, you're really... He goes in there and he's like, I gotta whip you. Who are you?
Is he a method actor? He probably is.
Isn't he?
He probably is. He's one of those creepy people who just goes into, becomes a character and just annoys everybody for 6 months.
I mean, we could just say it's Christian Bale, but Christian Bale runs the House of Black and White.
No.
He's like...
The House of Black and White Cookies? Oh, yum.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind.
I was gonna
do the Royce joke, the usual.
African-American cookies?
It's never not funny.
How about African African Caucasian cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Did I do it right?
It's a little wordy, but okay.
But I'd take
it. Jerry will take that, yeah, for a dollar.
I'd buy those cookies. Yeah. Do they make them in that house?
I guess. So, I mean, like, they keep on, like, preparing these bodies. And the only thing I can assume is they're preparing the bodies because they become the masks of the people with no faces, I guess.
Yeah, okay. What's the deal with the room of faces? Is that just like we look at these faces and become them, or are they like they're like the faces of the dead that they've taken?
Like, they are like the faces of that library from Doctor Who. You know, this face was donated to the library by blah blah blah.
Kind of creepy. I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my assumption of that is these are your costumes, and you can probably choose them to be whoever you want, and then just bring them back with your many faces library card.
And if you don't return, you get late fees.
And you don't want that because he'll just keep whipping you in the hands.
And asking, who are you?
Yeah.
Everyone in Westeros who owns a horse, when they get their horse license, have to fill out the donor card. Are they willing to donate their face to
and
that
they donate
stupid
their faces?
Head? Yeah, I think so.
But, okay, so, and then they drink the poison water?
Yeah, like, in any of the other episodes, did they mention that the water is poisoned? Or
I have no idea.
Was it poison water, or did the girl just die because she was supposed to? Because she was dying anyway.
I don't know.
Or was that half of Geode cup, was that, like, poison laden?
They're minerals. Anyway, yeah. No.
I don't think it was the well. I think she was just dying.
I know. Well, go ahead.
No, like, I was just going to add that, like, you know, she was obviously dying, and Arya basically lied, but, like, used sweet-talkingness to make her drink. Didn't really cure or kill her. Is this, here, drink this. Okay, you're dead.
Yeah, and then I think the point was, like, she's starting to lie how she's supposed to. She's starting to be convincing, but, like, I feel like I don't think the water is poisoned because people were drinking it. Like, when she walked in, like, the first time she went in, there were people around there drinking it. But maybe it is. Like, maybe they go in there to die.
Or maybe she just chose poorly.
She chose the wrong cup.
Yeah. And then do you think that story that Bob Hare McCunty gave to her, you think that was a lie, or was that really the truth? Ever since Arya's come to there, she's really been a cunt. Like, it's just either shut up or have sex already, because it looks like she's pent up.
You know, but this has become pretty much the prevailing attitude of every Game of Thrones watcher. Just shut up or have sex already.
It's literally like, I don't care. I don't care what you're saying. Let me just fast forward. Is there dicks yet? No, I don't want to watch this.
Well,
no.
There's been a very unfortunate lack of dicks in these episodes.
There has.
There's just not enough dicks. Want more dicks. Isolate that. I said that.
And some decent tits other than the Red Witch?
There were last week.
Wait, whose tits were there last week?
Kennel chick. Crazy kennel chick.
Yeah, the crazy kennel chick that Dutch
crazy
said,
eyes.
Like, ooh, yeah, the one with her protruding hip bones.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't paying too much.
Yeah, they're
like,
not they're not very impressive. That's why I forgot. Yeah. They're kind of just there.
I mean, she's doable. She's not frumpy.
Anyway. Anyway. No, okay, but so yeah.
Tits and dicks aside.
Yeah, yeah, tits and ass, tits and dicks aside. She's literally sitting there like, she's like, who are you? And I think she lied.
Oh, she absolutely lied. That was, she was trying to teach a lesson.
Yeah.
She goes to Danielle, well, did you believe a word I said? I didn't.
And she's like, fuck you. You're wrong.
I don't understand what her plan was going back to what's his name and telling him her whole life story.
Yeah.
I think it's because he wants her to be honest about why she's there to learn how you sound when you're telling the truth.
But it's confusing.
Yeah,
it is.
I got confused. I can see how she's confused about what she's supposed to do.
Which is
weird. she's still very green, but she has a lot of potential to become one of them.
Right, and I think that's why they're like harping on her a lot, because now she's in sort of the next step of, like, it's like, you've learned to lie, you've learned to how to tell a story, you've learned how to use sort of your life experiences to make a lie sound believable.
So is that the thing? She's not supposed to be told that she needs to lie. She needs to come to that conclusion.
She needs to learn it. They're very independent.
Okay.
You need to just understand. Because it's a religion, like, to them. Like, you need to understand without being told. I think that's what it is. Because you have to, like, be in it.
So you got to choose to become a complete sociopath. I
would argue that they're not really sociopaths, though.
Oh,
because there's compassion
completely...
in killing people who are already dying.
Well, she did it compassionately. I don't think that's their motto.
No, but I think, like, they're there to kill whoever they're asked to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's a sociopath.
But in service of the many-faced God. But like at the same time, like I think like if you come to them and you're like, listen, I'm dying. It's horrible. It's painful. They're going to kill you nicely.
Or Sherry kill you softly.
Yeah.
Sherry in the chat is saying with that I'm the king of change your name and I'm failing. Sherry, I now know what I'm doing. I'm panicking and I'm just talking on the mic. I can't bother with changing my name. I'm terrified completely.
He's not a good place.
No.
But anyways, so I think her next step, because he's like, you're not ready to be no one. You're ready to be one person.
Yeah.
Her next step is becoming one.
What did that
one.
Mean? You're not ready to be no one, but you're ready to be someone else.
Basically, it's like she has to commit to an identity.
Mm-hmm. But not hers.
What? But not hers.
Okay. Which perhaps could be when she kind of sort of passed the test and let her into the Hall of Many Faces.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like, you know, it's like, okay, here's the next level of Scientology.
Yeah, you have to pay $200 to get to the third level, but it's, you know, it's worth it, I think.
At what point do you get to fight the boss, though?
When the boss battle music plays.
Ah, okay.
So when you hear that shit, you know it's on. And you see a bunch of supplies everywhere, you're in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you go through, like, the corridor and there's a bunch of health things and a bunch of weapons, and a bunch of save spots, you know, some shit's about to go down.
Like when she passes the Lazarus pit, you know it's on.
But I must say, this episode, like these certain parts with the Halls of Many Faces, totally got me into the mood to want to play Elder Scrolls, because it reminded me of like going down into like the dwarven tunnels with like all those like weird. Yeah, it reminded me. I was like, holy shit, it's finally getting good again.
Yeah, you're like, it really does make you want to go and like play that again. You're like, let's like any like adventuring like game. Like I think also when they passed, I would say this last week. When they went into Valyria, I was like, I really want to play Tomb Raider.
Right?
Like, I was like, I want to play Tomb Raider or Uncharted. Like,
I was thinking Wolfenstein, but then again, I'm only showing my age by saying that.
Hey, I'm all done with the Wolfenstein.
I haven't played it yet, but I want to.
I talk about the original Wolfenstein.
Yeah, they should re-release
shitty
that.
3D tracks. I think it's actually released on the phone. Anyway, not what this show's about.
Welcome to Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Exactly. Let's move on to Jorah. So apparently Jorah had no idea that his father has passed away.
Yeah. That happened like, honestly, I forgot. It happened like 4 seasons ago.
It did, though. And I forgot that guy was his father. I had to be reminded of three subplots.
I forgot too. It was like, what?
I forgot who half of these people are. I'm like, oh, that guy? You know, when you see it in the recap, you're like, oh, he's important again. Shit, what's his name?
But then it also shows how, because they got captured by those slavers, and it's like, oh, hey, it just so happens they have the slave the fighting pits open again. Well, I have you know this guy's really so now he's coming back in to wherever. Dragon Lady's going. I'm sorry. I'm like
Daenerys.
Really bad with Daenerys. Well, Daenerys. And then I guess he's going to fight in the slave pits while she's watching.
Most likely. That's probably how they're going to be reunited.
So, I mean, that's one way. So it makes me wonder is
that whole scene
the Explorer
so
going to die?
That whole scene was so vaudevillian. Like the dialogue, the way they wrote it. It's a dwarf-sized cock. Guess again.
Yes,
he was
again.
So adamant about it.
I was like,
it.
Oh my God, they're going to show the Dinkle's dick.
Okay. I was like, please, please, please. Pull his shorts down.
At least they show like shading or something to the name. They don't actually show it, but it's like, damn. Like or just have like one of those like sledgehammer bangs, like whom.
Just a large thud.
Everybody's head turns to the side, like, oh. I was like the second that they were like, you find me a dwarf cock guy, I laughed. Like that actually did genuinely make me laugh. Mm-hmm. Like when they were all talking about like they're like, we need a dwarf cock salesman, find me a dwarf cock guy.
And then they find one, he's like, hey, anybody want some dwarf cocks? We have fresh ones right here.
Bring out your dwarf cocks.
Ding 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 ding. Or ding a ling ding a ling.
Dinkles ding.
All right, I'm done with hearing how Jorah is so in love with Daenerys. Every chance he gets, he needs to talk about the story about how his whole life changed when he saw her come out of the fire with the dragons. We get it.
Every new person he meets, you're like, yeah, I got it. Skip dialogue. Thank you.
He's like the friend zone nerd that hangs out with the hot chick but is too like pussy to actually straight up tell her, like, yo, I want my dick in your V. But then all these other people come around. It's like, oh, you're such a good friend, Jorah. You listen. It's like, you can do these things. He's like, yeah, I'll show her.
He's that guy.
I'm going to give away her secrets. It's like, motherfucker, you gave away my secrets. I got to send you up. Wait, but I love you. Like, it's like, no, just stop.
And
like,
she's
okay.
Like, please leave.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I do this. Oh, if I do this, bring her, and then they can reunite, and I can be by her side again, and we'll get married. In like his little thought journal that he keeps at his nightstand.
With I Love Daenerys written all over it.
Yep.
Pieces of fabric from her old dresses.
He does carve I Heart Daenerys in every tree from there to the fucking pits.
Which makes me wonder if, and this is another like hypothetical, is like if he does do, I mean, he is going to be doing the fighting pits. If they kill him off, if he has the last words, he said like he says something in like the lines of "I love you" or "I've always loved you" or something so sweet that like only she would remember from like, because he said a lot of thought provoking things when before she even became the Mother of Dragons, and she was basically just like "Oh, you."
What if that was his last words? "Oh, you."
You know nothing, Daenerys.
God.
No,
if that's not gonna happen. Everybody.
She'd be like, "Boo."
We're all gonna go, "Boo."
That was lame.
Lame.
What if she's just? I would love it if his last words are something like really sweet and poignant. And she's just like, "Gross," and left. Like,
but
and also, might I add, I absolutely love Margaery's mom, and she is like,
oh, her grandmother.
Her grandmother. She is one of my like
Granny Sorrell.
Like. She is so fan, dude. She is so awesome.
She's
like,
great.
Just,
but Alina did fail a little. I mean, she thought she was gonna roll in there and just overpower Cersei and pretty much tell her what to do. That didn't happen.
No, and then Margaery's like in jail because the brother was being a Fruit Loop and stuff.
I want to go back to Jorah the Explorer though. Specifically, here's the question that I had. What magic powers does a dwarf's cock have?
I would imagine it's the same way as, like, you know, African-Americans that, you know, cut off the horns of rhinos and grind them down for, like, aphrodisiacs, you know?
You think it makes people, like, fuck really good?
I would imagine they either grind them down or they actually hollow them out and smoke them like they would a bowl.
Like a hookah pipe? Made out of dwarf cock?
Or a hookah pipe.
Made out of dwarf dick?
This Why is, not?
I don't.
It'd be the flavor enhancer.
I don't think that's right, but I don't know enough about dwarf dick to correct you.
Well, I neither don't, do I, but I do know a lot about hookah stuff.
I don't that's know true. Just enough about hookah stuff to believe that might actually be true.
I'm actually the dwarf dick salesman, and that's how
oh.
I. So when I came to the MLR event, we were actually smoking dwarf dicks.
They were looking for you. Did you know that?
Yeah, those guys.
Ah, shit.
Apparently you've inspired Mitch to buy a hookah pipe.
Yay!
Is it a small one, not a bird bath like you have?
Bird bath?
Just make sure it's made out of the genuine dwarf cock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're
going
to be good to go.
You're not going to get the full experience.
Yes.
If you need any tips, hints, or anything else in buying
hips?
Said pipe, hints.
Hips?
Hips?
Hips.
You did say hips.
And hips. Artificial hips, tints,
oh,
and
man. I need some hips. So just go to John.
Pretty much.
Just go to me. I'm the guy.
The genuine salesman. Anyway.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Okay. Moving on.
Next
part. Lord Baelish returns to King's Landing.
Ugh,
and
God.
That part, I got to tell you, as much as I hate him and thinks he's a fucking weasel, I didn't expect him. And I to just lay it all out for Cersei.
Yeah. You know what, though? Like, the thing is with him, like, he's really smart. Like, I hate him, but he is fucking
he's smart, and he knows how to use people's emotions to get his way. Like,
exactly.
He just went in there just like, no, wait, this is what's happening. They're here. You do this, 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 and that. Let me do it.
Yeah,
like
he
that's
went
exactly
in,
how he was talking.
He did. But he like, went in, like, literally, like, he knowing she hates Sansa, knowing, like, saying exactly what he's saying is happening in Winterfell is going to have her be like, well, we need to stop it.
So what
and
is,
he's like, wait, and he's all like, and she's all like, you're just a brothel keeper. He's like, yeah, you're right. I'm a brothel keeper. I'm a fucking dick. So
bitch, I'm the mayor of Baltimore.
Let me just redeem myself and just become the mayor of Baltimore and bring back Westeros so you can have and make me the warden of the North, because fuck all.
So what do you think his plan is? So he tells a bunch of, he takes a bunch of soldiers and he goes there. And then what? What's the end game?
He's going to wait until Roos and Stannis fight. And then he's going to come in and wipe out the winner.
He's basically going to hang back and stretch while the sharks and the jets rumble in, you know, West Side Story.
Yeah.
So then he has no plans for Sansa herself.
I think he's going to take her as his wife.
I still believe that Sansa's gonna do something fucking nasty and just like, and it's gonna catch him off by surprise.
I was gonna say that it's very possible that they're building up that those subplots lines to that part of the book story that we know didn't happen, but we're hoping is still gonna happen. The one that they kind of stepped away and they dropped it,
which they have to bring back. That would be so good.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I know J.J. Stoner has been screaming about this for the last year and a half because he wants that to happen.
I would love it. If that happens, but that involves more the Freys.
Yes, but it still needs
to
happen.
And the Boltons, though.
At least it's all going to come around and we're going to be sort of kind of back on track.
It does involve the Boltons and the Freys. And also Brienne and Podrick.
I forgot about that. Ooh, and she's already there. She's already in place.
Yeah, so... Oh, that would be so good if that actually happened.
All right, moving on.
I would be like, you know what? I'm back.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere, but yeah.
Yeah, I would be like, you know what? You have me, Game of Thrones. Like, I'm in. Like, I was like, you kind of losing me on some of this faith stuff, but I'm in.
You had me a dwarf cock.
I was like, no.
Tear.
You complete me.
And
that's Jorah's last words.
You complete me.
Oh, no.
Dwarf cock.
I just had a douchey mental imagery of that being his last words.
Oh, you can believe
me. No. It's so plausible, too. It's exactly what he would say.
Ugh.
Ah, he's such a nice guy, and I so don't like him. I don't know why. I can't even explain it. I just don't.
God, I hope he dies of grace. Yeah. I'm going to be so happy if he just turns into a stone man. I'll be like, oh, there it goes.
He becomes old Ben Grimm from the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, because of the Secret Wars.
Ah.
Convergence.
And then Jaime Lannister, like, trying to sort of quasi-sneak in, and they get into that little half-assed fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then the camera pans at the end to, like, his companion getting a slice on the arm, and I'm like, okay, yep, that was poison.
Yeah, Bronn's definitely screwed, poison. And everybody knows that. I mean, literally, they were like, next morning I woke up, and everybody was posting, fuck, Bronn is so fucked.
I think it's pretty obvious he is.
Yeah, that close-up on his getting cut didn't give it away or anything.
Also, in the last minute of him being like, oh, and then the music being like, duh.
Yeah, it's like, ah, shit.
Yeah. So now, what was their plan, the Sand Snakes? Just run in there and grab her?
I suppose, and like, because like, they were with Martell, and the wife is still vengeful for them not doing anything in Westeros. So I'm assuming they were going to try to capture, you know, I don't even know what they were trying to fucking do, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I feel like they were trying to go in and just grab her.
Yeah, Ellaria just wants
Jamie
her killed.
And Bronn showed up.
Yeah, Ellaria just wanted her killed for revenge. That's all she wants. She's not thinking past that.
Yeah.
So she wasn't thinking of, like, a bargaining chip because she's kind of related to the...
she wants to retaliate.
Wouldn't it make more sense for her to be a bargaining chip? Like, I feel like that would be the smarter play.
I don't think Ellaria thinks that far. She's presented as this, you know, very hot-blooded, very impulsive, doesn't think further than, like, 2 minutes from now.
That's
true. She's angry.
With some really, really, really kick-ass shoulders, man. She's got them shoulders on lock.
She does. And her clothes are always on point.
I got the one.
That was bad. Ugh. I'm ashamed of myself.
It's okay. Let's just ponder on that a little.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
I am. I'm going to leave.
Meanwhile...
I gotta get a new face and become no one. Yeah, meanwhile.
Who are you? Marcella is really having a good time. She doesn't want to go. She loves being there.
She's enjoying Dorne.
She loves Tristan's hands on her. She wants nothing to do with anything outside of that stupid garden.
To be honest, right? Why wouldn't you? That garden seems like a nice place.
The garden reminds me of like the South Park episode when they were doing the three-parter Game of Thrones when it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, this is the Lion Garden.
Oh, you mean the one I was completely high over and couldn't move? Is that the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It is. It's that episode. And the neighbors are like, what are you doing?
He's lying to you. Shut up, old man, or fuck you, fat guy.
I would love that if that was just like in the episode, like, he's lying to you. Like, shut up, Bron. He's lying to you. Yeah, so, and then what, Bron and Jamie were just going to grab her and go too?
I suppose, you know, because
everybody's like, just going to grab her.
That whole scene is a clusterfuck. Nobody's really has thought anything through. They all just kind of barged in.
It's like, oh, this guy's talking. Hey, let me just talk to her. I'm her uncle. It's like, oh, hey, no. Hey,
you know, she's like,
it's like, don't do anything stupid. Boom.
Immediately does something stupid. Immediately.
They all roll in there. Yeah, my shit always works sometimes. I'm gonna wing it.
With my cool spear.
Yeah, I'm only in the, you know, I'm in the wrong country. I'm missing a hand. I got one shit-ass sidekick. But yeah, I'm gonna take on everybody in the castle. Sure,
and you all use poison weapons.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
You know,
poison
cool?
weapons and Indiana Jones whips.
Yes.
Did
you know
notice
cool axe guy?
Who was cool axe guy?
Cool axe guy. He shows up and he's like, "Oh, you would have been a good fight if you had both your hands."
Yeah, the main, like, the captain's guard. Guard. Yeah,
that dude is awesome.
It's like, yeah, I get it. I have one arm. Jesus, like, does all of Tamriel, Westeros?
Westeros.
Yeah, there we go. Does everybody on this continent know that he has like one arm?
Yeah, I think news traveled. They were like, guess who lost a hand? They all knew.
What I also found funny from that fight scene, because at first I thought it was just like a glitch in my DVR, but when they were doing the fight scene, one of the girls fell backwards, and she was supposed to, you know, they're all supposed to be these really great fighters, and she was supposed to do the whole, oh, I landed on my back, oh, let me kick my legs up in the air and like spring up into action. They basically yelled cut, put a really skinny stunt double in her place to jump up.
Oh, somebody looks nothing like her.
I don't know. I'm I don't know if anybody else saw that, or seriously, if like my DVR glitched.
No, but now I gotta go back and see it.
I found it quite amusing. I can actually tell you the actual time code for that.
That was
it was
not
like
you.
36 minutes and fuck. Give me. It was 36 minutes. It was like around 36 minutes and like 40 seconds. 36 minutes and like 30 seconds.
Oh my god!
God, you're so precise, Sean.
Well, because I'm watching it right now.
Oh, okay, got it.
Oh, so it's like it's not a glitch, it's there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was not a very well choreographed fight scene.
It wasn't. Not like, at honestly, all. Like, the Sons of the Harpies fight was really choreographed well 2 weeks ago, and this one I was like, this is a mess. Like,
which makes me wonder if, like, those three girls, like, they really don't know how to fight. And, like,
I feel like you'd have to be trained to
like
on a show
either,
like Game of Thrones.
Like, they either slept through it or, like, they just lied about it on their resume. Because, like, there's a lot of people, like whenever they get hired for auditions, they lie through their teeth. And it's like, oh, no, she totally fits the part. She cannot do a crunch to save her life. It's okay. We'll just get somebody else that looks like her.
You think maybe they were just all completely confused? Why is this fight even happening? None of this makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make
sense.
I know.
I would be completely distracted. Why are they coming here? Why are two of them picking fight with the other? Why are three stupid daughters who are like half the size of everybody? What are they doing here?
Why didn't they just wait it out?
Yeah.
They're just getting their SAG card. They're just making their per diem.
Sneak attack in the middle of the night.
Just ran in in the middle of the day?
Who the hell
attacks?
Does that?
That's none of it.
Who planned this?
Not good.
I mean, maybe they got inspired from Assassin's Creed. They're like, hey, if you can do shit like that in broad daylight, we can do that. Fuck that.
I mean, I guess. No. But who planned it? Who was like, yeah, daytime, let's kill the princess who has guards. And there's a walkway where everybody could see everything.
I think, and I know.
Do you
I'm
hear somebody
really
just on the roof being like, "What is happening?"
Now I'm gonna go off topic and bring up like maybe the location that we're shooting at, the people that own it, if it wasn't a set and it was actually a location, we're probably uber like assholes. Like, no, if you want to film here, you got to do what we say. If you can't do the show. It's like, fine, we can't find another castle with vines on,
God,
on columns.
You're right.
Okay, let's just shoot now. And this nobody will really think about it too thoroughly. It's like, did.
See, John's a lot more familiar with the whole movie business. He knows about what kind of business calls are being made on. I completely forget that these sometimes get in the middle of making these decisions. Location.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks that you're probably right, too.
Yo, he's most definitely. Right.
They needed a scenery change.
I mean,
it needs to be bright.
Watching movies
Mitch
and TV.
Says it's a location and it's a very protected place. Like, this is the first movie TV show to ever be shot there. Like, it's a garden in Europe. I think it's in Spain.
Ah, so whoa, I really was right. Holy fuck!
Yeah, so that actually makes sense. Like, why? Because you notice like every scene is in the daytime.
You know what? Mm-hmm. John himself thinks he's talking out of his ass, and he's actually right.
But
no,
right.
It's just like it's just because like usually whenever I talk about stuff like this, I usually get shit on. So it's just like, oh, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're absolutely on point there.
Out of the three of us, you definitely know what you're talking about.
And just and like to elaborate on that, I mean, like I watch TV and movies a little bit differently now. It's like I look for continuity. I notice extras in the background. Like just
oh god, it must
like
ruin
that.
The watching experience just knowing that this shit happens.
You
pick up on stuff that
will,
nobody
at the same
else
time,
is picking up.
Like it doesn't. But I know like oh
it
man,
enhances it
a little bit.
You're like you find it a little more enjoyable as far as like you know the work that went into it.
Yeah, but I'm not like one of those people that read the book and go and say, oh, man, you're not going to know what's going to happen next. All right, well, tell me. No, that's I can't true. Do it. It's like, don't fuck
it. Don't brag about it.
Exactly.
Don't be like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Then stop. Like,
that's why I really can't watch these type of shows with certain people that have read the books. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. At least Dutch loves being told what happens.
I
learned that last
too.
Week.
I like, you know,
really does.
I don't mind the spoilers. Like, I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, it's like I'm probably never going to read these books. So if you're going to do that, just tell me.
just say it.
Like, no, not going to do it. Like, I don't give a just. I remember one time I got up and left someone's house, and they're like, "Why are you leaving?" I'm like, "Cause you're making it unenjoyable."
I don't care one way or the other, but I did stop reading the books because at the time that they were still trying to keep the show somewhere in sync. And now that they've completely, not completely, but
there's no point now.
Exactly. There's no point of not. I'm just going to might as well
so
just read through it.
Sync.
And then George R. is still got like running out of time to like finish the other books to go on. It's
George
like,
R.
Right,
Binks.
If you don't finish these, we're just going to just do. Mm-hmm.
So back to, I guess, to the Dorne stuff that happened. Mm-hmm. It was a mess.
Yeah, we got a thing. We got to talk about the trial.
Yeah, the trial. Now I guess that's what happened next, right?
Because, yeah, pretty much with the
Marjorie and her brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tommen sat there watching, terrified, and didn't do jack shit.
Well, does Tommen do anything else other than sit there and
no,
watch
he's
terrified?
A pawn
no matter, it's
Cersei
like any scene in Mallingham, he's there terrified of something.
Because he's a pawn for Marjorie.
Unless he's getting
Cersei.
Blown. That's the only time he's happy.
Yeah. Well, as he should be now.
I don't disagree.
And it was a really good double cross slash setup because it was like, okay, let's bring Marjorie. It's like,
and
you're
really
lying. Fine. You're lying under oath. So, boom, you're going to be held in contempt of Westeros court.
That was really Cersei's goal to begin with. I mean, she could care less about her stupid brother.
Yeah,
no,
but at the same time,
she was more there
brother.
To get rid of. Yeah. I think Cersei was there just to get rid of Marjorie. She was like, make her testify. If she lies, you have a right to hold her.
It's like, so what? You know, like, yeah, so she might have better tits than me, but whatever. Look at my perfect teeth and blonde hair.
Hey, look, the bitch was Sarah Connor. You don't mess with her.
You don't fuck
you
with Sarah
just
Connor. Yeah,
do
but
not
she
fuck
was,
with Sarah Connor.
But Marjorie was also in the Tudors.
Mm-hmm. And
the Hunger Games.
And Cersei played a really awesome drug junkie in Dread, man.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Marjorie was fantastic also in it. I hated the whole movie except for her. She made it watchable. What a psychopath she was.
the mama clan. Like, oh, my God, can you be my mama, please?
That's what she is in this stupid show without the scars. That's pretty much her.
Yeah.
The same person.
And, then,
and the drugs.
And then her father. No, I don't care how like profound of an actor he was. I don't care what. He is always, to me, he like, you are the one-eyed asshole from The Last Action
That's right,
Hero.
Last Action Hero.
Keep
Thank
changing
you.
Out your eyeballs.
It's 180. 360, you would be facing the same way.
Yeah. I just shot a man and somebody arrests me. Go to hell.
I love how we're talking about everything except Game of Thrones.
I know, because we're like, it's the Game of Thrones podcast, and let's just talk about everything else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when, you know, half of MLR dies in a fiery plane crash.
Aw, rest in peace, guys.
Yes, yes. We hardly knew ye.
Yeah, we're going to try to do like a MLR seance and bring you back for next week.
Can we burn some effigies?
Can we play the Reigns of Castamere?
We can do whatever you want.
That's the song that starts.
But and then the whole thing with Sansa and everything, like, I really wanted to see Theon Greyjoy, aka Reek. I really wanted him to actually like okay, he's in there watching.
Yeah.
He actually really feels butthurt and dick hurt about what he did to Sansa's family.
I was going to say dick hurt, more likely. You're right.
But he really didn't do, because he didn't kill them. He just lied about it.
I mean, I guess that's almost the equivalent of his, you know, killing them, I guess.
So let's get in that whole scene and let's start from the beginning. First of all,
God.
This was the most depressing wedding to begin. Before we even get to that.
Also, it was like it was beautifully shot.
Like, I've seen a lot of
I hate everything that's happening, but this looks gorgeous.
Funerals more cheery than that.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that after they watch that, they want to have their wedding look exactly like that. Because
of course they did.
Because I had friends that had a wedding in Baltimore because she wanted to have a white wedding. It was all Game of Thrones themed to, I guess, whatever they wanted to do it in their own head. I'm like, okay, yeah, like this. Okay, now you got the altar. You got a tree with red things. You can do that with the snow falling.
That's awesome.
Well, a couple of years back, what is it? 2 weeks after the red wedding, some couple had a red wedding. Red wedding wedding in England.
And they had everybody like dressed up like with like gore and stuff.
They slit each other's throats. It was great.
Yeah, everybody died. It was awesome.
Yeah, the same thing right now. You know, we're going to have a wedding somewhere in a poorly lit fucking backyard, and then they're going to go inside and do some raping.
And then the
West Virginia wedding.
We should back.
So anyway, in that bath scene with the kennel girl, she was getting really fucking...
Miranda. Okay. I learned it today. Her name is Miranda.
All right, so she read Sansa her Miranda rights. We get it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but she forgot the last line, so they can't technically hold her.
No, he gets off in
technicality. So when they go to Westeros court, it's all just going to come unraveling.
Basically, first off, it sounded like Sansa either like the actress was filming this scene. She was coming off of a cold, or she smoked a couple cigarettes. So she had, because her voice was a little bit deeper and more raspier.
Yeah, I think like that's tough though, like filming when you're like ill. Like she may have been had a cold. Like it happens. She was great in that scene though.
Yeah, no, she was fantastic. It makes me wonder if but I'm really want, because you notice in that scene, the girl is doing her hair and the dye is coming out.
So has she like not washed her hair or just kept re-dyeing it?
Who knows? I mean, it's the olden times. I mean, I'm sure they don't have like Pantene Pro V or anything like that.
That scene, by the way, at least in part, is responsible for all the outrage on the internet, because this whole episode has been building after that scene, and then when Sansa turns around and goes, "Bitch, it's my home. Shut the fuck up."
No, that was awesome.
And yeah, exactly. Everybody goes home, and they're, you know, fist pumping in the air. They all go, "That's awesome. She's finally turned around and she's feeling at home and she's feeling strong."
Well, I would say she's not feeling at home. She's just like, "Fuck you."
But she's feeling like it's her home. You know, she's feeling powerful. She's feeling strong.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, but she's like, I think she hasn't read how the bolts, like, ugh, Ramsay's a nut. But also, like, that scene's good too, because then you have Miranda literally describing what Ramsay does.
Yeah.
Like, which kind of makes the last scene unnecessary, because we understand he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. But
we don't.
I
we
guess
you could have realistically cut from the end of the wedding.
They could have,
and it would have been like shit.
Because that's why I was wondering. I was like, okay, Reek is gonna do something and like stand up and like take down Ramsay, because like he had a chance. I'm watching. I'm like, he's gonna fucking do something, and he just watched. I was like, and then as soon as it went to black, I was like, dude, your chance to redeem yourself.
But that's why that scene was in there, because...
No, but the thing is, like, what kind of annoys me is, like, it's about him. And you would think, like, it's a rape scene, so the victim of the rape should probably be more of the focus.
Which, by the way, let's all acknowledge, let's welcome rape back on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, great.
Finally, it's been a while. Yay! Woo! Yeah.
It's been way too long.
Yes.
We surely missed it.
Oh, rape, we hardly knew ye.
But so, like, I feel like with that, like... What, I guess, do you want me to describe what happens in the books with, like, Jane Poole and Theon? Like, it's worse. Like, it's way worse.
Go right ahead. Like really make, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
If you want to describe the shit that's
in
the book.
I'm not going to describe, no, but it's, like, I know, like, there's something happens where, like.
Don't talk about it then.
Okay, fine, I will. Since you asked, no. But, like, Ramsay basically makes Theon, like, orally go down.
Call Dutch and tell him. He's the only one who wants to know.
Okay, orally go down on, like, on Jane Poole. Like, he makes them basically, like, do stuff to each other, and then he's like, that's it.
Hot.
Like, he makes them both victims.
Hot.
Yeah. So it's sort of, that's kind of where this is like, I get Theon is a victim of him, like, at this point, but it's sort of like, it's about him when in this instance, it should have been about her. Like, I understand, like, that the point is for Theon, like, to grow and to, like, get his redemption, and he's going to, but it's sort of like, that's the bond of Theon and Jane Poole in the books, is that they've both been victimized by him.
And there's a couple of things, actually, you're mentioning one of them, that all the internet's up in arms about this scene and about the gratuitous sex and violence in Game of Thrones.
The thing with this scene is, like, it's not
the show
as
is so
graphic.
Tame. The show
it's
is so tame compared to what's actually shown in the books. And here's my point number two, and I've kind of mentioned it on one of our Facebook groups. Originally, if you go think back to season one, Khal Drogo, what he initially does, he
that
rapes Daenerys. That
doesn't happen in the books either.
He rapes Daenerys. That's what's happening
in
their
books.
First night. But point is, nobody was up in arms about that because we did not have his character built up as this creep, you know, who's just trying to do shit.
Yeah. Well,
he was basically just like a warlord, or not really a warlord, but he was just like this, like a battle monger.
But technically, that was still rape. But nobody gave a shit then. Now everybody's up in arms.
It wasn't in the books.
And now he's gonna be Aquaman.
Like, he didn't actually rape her in the books. Like, she was into it. She was into him in the books. Like, which is also like, it's kind of like okay, but like nobody was really that upset over it until later.
Does it say in the books how big her vagina was? Like after that, like now it's basically just like a windsock.
You think he's got like a whole chapter describing just her vagina?
They do mention
it was beautiful on a summer day. Anyway.
They do mention some stuff.
As I walked through the woods of Westeros, I came upon this vagina.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man.
But like they're all up in arms about it. But I mean it's like and I know like they were harping on rape, but you don't see anything. You just hear like sounds. So for all you know, she probably like got a cramp or a Charlie horse or something.
No, I don't think we know what's going on.
Well, yeah, but what, yeah, I'm just saying like everyone's like, oh, they raped her, blah, blah, blah. And we, like I said, exactly what you guys were saying before. Like there was rape in the first season. No one didn't give two shits.
There was rape every couple of episodes. Not recently.
Guys, you remember season four? That was like every episode.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was the best
season ever.
People
did get annoyed about that, but it was like every episode. In the fucking North. Or was it season three? I don't know. It was just, there was a lot.
It was season four.
There was a lot in season four. Like I feel like we're so desensitized to it on the show. We're like, oh, it's happening again.
So then that makes me wonder, after this scene, I wonder if Miranda is going to, I don't know, team up with Sansa to take down Ramsay. Only because she's a psychotic person. Like, I saw Ramsay first. If I can't have him, nobody can. So I wonder if she's going
to
try to do
something.
She
would want to hunt Sansa.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if she's going to assist continue assisting Ramsay.
I think she's going to be like his watcher. Like, is Sansa doing something? Sansa doing something? Here, let me report to him. Let me tell Ramsay that this is what's going on. That's what it's going to be. And then you have Theon as Reek, who's like, I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. And then he's going to start to be Theon again. But I feel like they still could have, like, cut.
And do you think... Littlefinger gives two shits that she just got raped too. I mean, like after all
I
that,
I don't prep. Think he does.
Yeah, I really still just think of like he just thinks of everybody as pawns just for his own gain.
Well, yeah, because he just wants power. He wants the North.
Let's consider what exactly would he expect to happen when he brought Sansa there.
I think he knew what he was giving her too. Mm-hmm. Like he knew. Everybody knows. Like it's kind of like how everybody knows about Loras. Like most people know Ramsay's a psycho.
I mean, granted, he could have dropped a memo. By the way, there may be a rape involved, so just get yourself ready.
He could have nice. I don't know. I don't think warning her would have done anything. I think she probably was like, well, here I am in the North again. I'm just being passed around from house to house. Like,
she sure
But
is.
Basically, Ramsay has become like the new Joffrey of the internet.
And
everybody wants him to die now.
And that's the topic of the final topic of this discussion today. So once again, let's touch base on this. Who's more evil after this episode? Joffrey? Or Ramsay? And why? Go.
I'm going to go ahead and say Ramsay, because even though Joffrey was a cold, heartless psychopath, for the most part, he was kind of a pussy when it came to, like, actual, like, confrontation. Like he really hid behind the crown. Like, you can't... It's like he was totally the Justin Bieber of like kings. He's like, oh, I can do all this, I can do this, and he didn't really and he didn't think anybody can ever do anything because like, oh, I have diplomatic immunity, you can't touch me. Oh wait, you're touching me. Wait, what diplomatic? Oh shit. So I mean, like Joffrey was an asshole and he used his power to the T, but at the same time,
he was less hands on.
He was really like when they brought in the wenches to like do his bidding with her or with him, and he was basically like, okay, I want you to spank her. No, I want you to spank her. And it ended up just like just up. There you go. I guess it wasn't rape, but it was like a him, hard he was form him of
him
abuse.
Watching her.
Yeah.
Him watching them abuse each other. But he had like a crossbow.
Also, Joffrey has eyelashes. Ramsay does not. That bothers me so much that he has no eyelash. Like, his eyeballs all the time.
Ramsay has a better body. Let's be honest. No.
Yeah, see, two guys on a call. We're not really invested in that.
He does, though. No. Yeah, I feel like they're pretty equal, but I do agree, like, Ramsay's way more hands-on. Like, he's worse because he's actually skinning people. Where Joffrey was like, you can just cut off this guy's head.
Also, isn't Ramsay a bastard? He's not really, like...
Well, they both were bastards, technically, but yeah. Joffrey's technically a bastard, or
technically,
he was.
Technically, he is.
So I guess that's why they're both equal, I guess.
Yeah, but Ramsay is, like, he's been legitimized, and he's, like, concerned that that's not going to be the case because of Roose Bolton's wife being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's in his history is like he killed Roose Bolton's actual son. So he would be the heir. So he would totally kill that unborn baby.
But I really do see Greyjoy because I mean, just like after seeing the way he was like, because he was the last establishing shot of that scene before they went to black. He's like a soda pop bottle getting shooken up. And like,
yeah.
he is going to release the fury. He is going to probably kill Ramsay in the worst possible way while he he's gonna let him suffer while
I hope he literally goes, I want, like, this is, and it's probably going to happen, where Ramsay's like, Reek, what are you doing, Reek? And he's like, my name is Theon Greyjoy, and then kills him.
Yeah, it's gonna be like,
but
one of those
I want
things.
Sansa to also kill, like, help kill him.
Sansa will probably be there,
like,
most likely.
Like, she could lure him in and Theon takes the killing blow. Or Brienne shows up and she's like, let's go, bye.
Yeah, there you go. I keep forgetting about her. So
Brienne and
so
Podrick
basically,
are there waiting for that light to show up in the tower.
Too many
to
people
come
want him
her.
Dead. Everybody
so then
wants
maybe
dead.
She comes in and like destroys Ramsay.
That would be pretty
awesome. I hate this because like there's so many possibilities. And it all of them seem really awesome.
But it's like, which is the best?
No. Way
for this to end.
Yeah.
There's so many good choices.
See, I still think Joffrey is more evil, and I'll tell you why. Because, and we've discussed this before, because Joffrey didn't grow up. He wasn't molded into this. He was a psychopath to begin with, and quite frankly, and I'm comparing what Joffrey could have become, same way that Ramsay has become after years, decades of being molded into this, because he's been in power his entire life, and he's been a piece of shit his entire life. And they're already, Joffrey at his age of being a little 14-year-old twerp and Ramsay are the same level of psychopath. So you give Joffrey about 10 more years. What do you think he would turn into? So I think he'd be a lot worse. Granted, he hasn't gotten there.
People?
He was poisoned just in time.
Because towards the end, like, Cersei was like, you know,
scared of him.
Mom. Yeah, well, she was like, oh my God, I created a monster. But it's like, eh.
But do you think Margaery, though, given like, if you gave it more years, Margaery, do you think she would have been able to control him a little bit?
I think she probably would have, because I mean, she already kind of was when she was put into play. So
like, she knew how to play him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little disappointed in Margaery. I think, and we've also touched base on this last episode. She's kind of met her endgame. She's not very ambitious. She's gotten to where she wants to be, and suddenly she's like, yeah, and that's it. And like, she's not going anywhere. She doesn't know what to do anymore.
Where else could you go?
It takes her grandma to come in and try to smooth things out for her because she's completely powerless.
Well, also because Tommen's not doing anything. Those
he really isn't, man.
The faith people need to go. They need to stop. Like, I'm annoyed.
Now, you think from that, you think they're going to be pushed out by... Oh, shit. Here we go. Because, and I know every single episode of Wieners and Such, I keep on bringing up the mountain
shows up.
I think the mountain is going to move these motherfuckers out of Westeros.
Do you think Tommen's going to learn that this is what's being done? Qyburn guy is like making this Franken mountain. And then Cersei's going to be like, well, this is what's going on. And he's like, get him. Like, we need him.
Because maybe that's why she's been so calm with this the entire time. Because it's like, you know, don't worry. It's all right. Yeah, no.
Could he, though? Just one guy?
Who, the mountain?
Yeah, but I feel like Tommen could literally issue an order to stop this. And he isn't.
That's the thing that I keep bringing up. Like, from when they first established after the fight with Martel that he was poisoned and they were siphoning all this shit out of him, I was like, holy crap, they're going to make him into this walking zombie because they're going to put new blood in him or new whatever, and it's not going to be from what he was born from. So he's going to be this walking wrecking machine. He's just going to be a war machine. An unstoppable one at that. I mean, I'm sure that they're going to have ways to try to control him, but he might not be able to be controlled because of, I guess, his bloodline and his genes or whatever.
Whatever's happening in them.
So, I mean, he was strong to begin with. He's going to be four times the magnitude of just power if this happens. I mean, like I said, this is all hypotheticals for me on how they should probably play it. But
yeah,
the way that I totally see him now, they're going to test him out, and he's going to wipe all these dudes out, and he might get out of control and might start killing other people.
So, like, part of his rehabilitation program here, here's a little genocide project for you.
Yeah, because at this point now, the way it looks from the way that they've been, I guess, like, building him and molding him, he's no longer a person. He's just a thing
he's
of destruction.
A monster.
Pretty much.
Do we think the Hound is still alive?
No.
You don't?
No. Okay. I don't think he's coming back.
Well, from the jackasses that I used to watch Game of Thrones with who wouldn't stop babbling, like, oh, you're not going to know what happens. Oh, la, 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 la. Apparently that whole fight with Brienne and the Hound, in theory, it didn't happen. It happened, but it didn't happen. And if I remember correctly, what they told me was that, like, basically the Mountain died in the book, I think. I don't know. Who here has
he
read
did.
The book? Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't think he's going to come back. Only because
Well, the Hound, they left, it's pretty open-ended. It's like the same thing. Like, he's kind of still alive and Arya leaves him to die of his wounds.
I mean, that was a pretty nasty leg break.
It's true. But what if some, like, I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting if somebody had come across him.
But then again, even though he died in the books, in the show, we didn't see him die. They kind of just, like,
it's
walked
true.
Away.
It's never, we never see it.
So he might still be alive for the TV show.
He might just show up.
I mean, the only real truth would be to, like, look at IMDb and seeing who the cast members are for the season.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd put that up.
That's just
if
cheating.
It was a surprise.
Dave,
I don't think they do that. Actually, did you see them? I don't think they post the next episode or any future.
They don't.
Cast
I think it's very,
until,
it's
like,
very week to week.
The day before.
Yeah, that's when you know who's going to be in the episode.
Well, most of the time they'll do, like, actor this person, and then from, like, this season to this season, or this year from this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
So we're near that time we're supposed to cut off. But before we go, predictions for next episode.
Hold on. What's the next episode title?
What is the next episode?
I didn't see the promo for the next episode.
I saw a little bit. I saw Sansa looking like she, like, was in pain after having sex. There was, like, a little
brief
thing.
Which would make sense.
There was a little brief thing of, like, a fight with, like, shields and stuff.
I think we'll see the fighting pits.
Probably. And then Marjorie was, like, you know, in, like, a sack of potatoes, like, in, like, a prison talking to somebody.
Okay.
And then her grandma was trying to talk to the dude with, like, the weird bald hair with, like, his spiky, like, little short Homer Simpson hairs.
So the next episode is called The Gift.
The Gift.
Okay. So then I wonder if The Gift
that is very ominous.
Mountain.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, part of the description of the next episode is it goes for, like, John prepares for this, and then Stannis remains stubborn. Could you be
so
a little more vague?
Okay. Here's what I think. Maybe then they're, like, stuck. Like, something happens on their journey to Winterfell. And it's like, we should turn around and go back to Castle Black. And he's like, no, fuck that. We're still going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Winter's there.
Oh, snap. Like White Walkers just hanging out there?
Maybe.
Or, like, someone named Thomas or Winter?
Yeah. There's, like, a White Walker canteen scene at some point.
In a bar. Stannis swung first.
They were babbling about something because, like, the wildlings were the dude with the long red beard was, like,
oh, yeah,
going on a horse
Snow.
And going with Jon Snow. So and the other dude that I guess kind of is opposed to Jon leading the whatever they're called. My name escapes me. The people of the Watchtower guys. What the hell's
Night's Watch?
Night's Watch.
There we go. Like he's talking to fatty, weird, patchy. What the hell's his name? The fat dude.
Sam.
Sam?
Sam, yeah. Samwise. Talking to him like, oh, all your friends are leaving. So I wonder what's going to happen with Sam in that episode.
Yeah.
See, I told you I'm like really bad with names. I just like this guy. Come on, guys. Help me out.
Sam Will Tarly.
I had to watch the episode before every time we do this so I can just write down names because I'm the same way. I cannot remember a single fucking name.
That's one of the reasons why when we do every episode of Wieners and such, I watch it in the background with subtitles so I can get names.
And you're like, oh, what was that scene? Hold on, it's coming up. There it is.
Well, like I said, if anybody wants to watch, it was like 35 minutes and like 20 seconds. Like I'm saying, there was a brief pause and then somebody else who was like wasn't on her mark that did that whole Bruce Lee leg back jump thing. I'm like, wait. And that totally, I was like, okay, it's okay. They definitely filled somebody else in because she couldn't do it.
See, what I do is I put a short transcript of what the episode was about, and it literally looks like this guy returns to King's Landing, he speaks to the daughter, and she blah blah blah, and then I look through the credits and like fill in the names and replace that guy with Baelish.
Connect the dots, la 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 la, connect the dots. Pee Wee Herman.
So it's we're a few minutes over, but that's okay because I'm gonna cut out a few minutes in post. Thank you guys so much for joining. Screw the rest of them. I think it was a good episode. I think we had fun. And
unfortunately, I will not be here next week.
Aw.
Yeah, apparently I'm going to die and then get resurrected by the Red Witch for the following week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, you enjoy that.
I won't.
Resurrection
because,
can be a pain.
It's okay. I'll get over it.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And hopefully John is only going to die for 1 week. And hopefully you're going to come back in 2 weeks. Enjoy this game.
I hope so.
That would be nice. Yeah. Ariel, thank you as well. And thanks, everybody, for listening again. And good night. We'll talk to you and we'll talk at you next week. There's just not enough dicks. One more dicks. Isolate that. I said.